you have to have poetry in your soul in order to play this music right. And I can't think of a pianist who had more of that poetry in his soul than Artur Rubinstein.
Just a bit of the Scherzo No. 2 by Chopin in B-flat minor. Artur Rubinstein bringing out those emotional contrasts, the impact of the highs, and then those lyrical, reflective passages as well. Ted, as young men, you and I both had the extreme good fortune of seeing Rubinstein in concert. He was such a charismatic performer, and there was such great spontaneity in his performances. And one of the things I love about this disc is it captures some of that sense of spontaneity.
You don't get to play this way without really having experience and knowledge and a deep sense of what music is all about. And by the time you and I heard Rubinstein in the 1970s, he was in his 80s already, and he had a wealth of experience which he shared with his audiences. He took your breath away when he played this music, and the tone that he produced was so extraordinary, such a beautiful tone, always a singing sense to the music with great power at times, and at the same time, wonderful amount of finesse.
Yeah, although he didn't nail every note in performance, and even on these discs, he doesn't nail every note, but the spirit, the soul of the man comes through. It's worth mentioning that these performances are taken from the Artur Rubinstein collection, a huge amalgamation of recordings from the 20s to the 70s, and they've broken them out into individual discs.
And I'm very happy they have, too, because when they put this compendium together, they went back and they remastered everything using the latest technology, and the difference is stunning, absolutely stunning, between the first CD release of this music from 1984, which I've listened to for many, many years, and this latest, which came out in 2001, an extraordinary amount of the sonority of the instrument has come through now that you couldn't hear before. So that's even more impressive. These were already what a friend of mine once called gilt-edged discographic securities. You just can't go wrong with Rubinstein doing Chopin or practically anything else. But now in these wonderful remasterings, it opens a whole new light on his abilities as a pianist and just marvelous recordings.
Well, the scherzos are great on this CD, but the ballades are not bad either.
No. These are wonderful pieces. These are the largest single movement pieces that Chopin wrote, and they reflect a unique combination of poetry and drama. In some ways, they're similar to the scherzos. They're big, they have a lot of contrast, but here, this sense of unfolding is even freer, and it touches even more emotional bases, so that the whole experience is really quite compelling and gripping. And the way Rubinstein plays them, it's almost like he's just discovering the music again. He had these works in his repertory for more than 70 years by the time he made these recordings, and yet they sound so fresh, so new, so compelling. It's really a miracle and one of the most wonderful aspects of his discography, these accounts of the ballades.
Let's hear the ballade number 3. It's the ballade in A-flat major. Ted, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Fred.